welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. I am so happy for another day. God has given me another day, another opportunity to talk about His love, the love of God. I'm excited about that because on Monday, we left off where in John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, you know, and go back to Monday teaching, please. If you're joining us for the first time, then go on the archive, pull up Monday teaching, because Monday teaching goes into Tuesday teaching. So we says a whole lot of stuff on Monday that you need to put, to bring forward as we build on it. So, how can you know God? This is a point this morning. Knowing God, true love. That's the point. So you can know God how? True love. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, and then if you think about it, sometimes when we're operating in religious works or we're trying to identify the people of God by religious works, you know, they may be doing a lot of religious works, but they don't know God. They don't know the experience of His love. You know, they're still working to try to earn His love.
Yeah.
And the love of God is not something that we are able to earn. He loves us. He loves us as much today as He did 20 years ago. He loves us as much today as He's going to love us in 20 years.
That's it.
The love of God does not change. Our awareness of His love changes. The closer that we become to Him, it allows us then to be more aware of His love. But He always loves us the same. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us anymore. And there's nothing that we can do to make God love us any less. As much as He loves us right now, when we're doing right, is as much as He loved us wrong when we were doing wrong.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about love on Monday and love today. We're going to use these 2 days to talk about love. Then go into the next fruit of the Spirit. But we believe, like we say, love is the foundation by which all other fruit comes. And we can prove it. Not our thought. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves, that's it right there, is born of God. I know God.
So God makes it possible for us to love.
Love.
Because without God, we don't have much love for other people. No. We might have love for those who are close to us, but we wouldn't have any love for anybody difficult or far from us.
That's right. So if you want to know God, and if you want to have assurance of your salvation, I give you two verses. You don't have to guess it anymore. I just give you two verses of scripture. If you want to know for sure that you know God and that your salvation is secure in God, then look at these two verses. It gives you the answer. Verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
For God is love.
For God is love. Right? Right, Pastor Dan? Right there. This is not theology. This is not some fancy church teaching, plain and simple for all, says, "He, beloved, let us love one another." And I love that. He didn't say, "Beloved, let us love God." Because it's easy to say that. It's easy. It's easy to say, "I love God." Because you know why? God is not walking down the street. You know, that we can just run by there and say, "Oh yeah, God, I love you, God."
Yeah.
He's not walking down there. But my brother is the one that walking down the street. My brother is the one I come across in the supermarket. My brother is the one that I come across in church. So in the morning when I go to church, and it pointed to me, he says, "Let us love
one another.
And he gives me the reason. "For God is, but love is God." And he says, "And if anyone who is born, who is born of God, loves and knows God." So yeah, that's it. So I give you the clue.
Yeah.
You want to know God? You know God through love.
That first word right there,
yeah.
Beloved.
Yeah.
It's like, be loved. Know that you are loved by God.
Yeah.
And it is his love. So it's not just saying, "Let us love one another."
No.
It's saying, beloved. That who has received God's
love.
Use that love to love one another.
Because he is love. And if you can't, it means you're not born of him and you do not know him. You do not know him. If you can't, the answer is there. You can answer it yourself. You don't need no one to answer it for you. Here's the deal. We don't need no one to answer these questions. Do I know God? I can answer that. Use the word of God, and you can answer it correctly. Use it. And then Jesus, you know, when Jesus talked to the lawyer, we teach that. And he says, "Good master, you know, what shall I do to inherit eternal life, you know, be in heaven?" And Jesus says, "Did you read what he says?" Did you read it? Sometimes we want people, you know, that... Here's our problem. We want people to tell us whether we are right or whether we are wrong. Whether we're going to heaven or whether we're not going to heaven. We want people to tell us. We don't need no one to tell us. Just read it. What it says.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said to the lawyer. What it says. He read it. He tells Jesus. Jesus says, you're right. Exactly that. Now go do it. Okay, go out and do
it.
Exactly that. Yeah.
In John chapter 13, beginning at verse 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment." And this is Jesus teaching.
Yeah.
So he told them before, okay, love God first, yes, with everything that you have. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, but if we don't love ourselves, then we're not going to be able to love our neighbor. If we don't know God is love, we're not going to love ourselves.
Yeah.
So see how it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So he says here, verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
That kind of love.
That you also love one another. So this love has to be rooted in Christ.
Yes.
It's not love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, where's the source of the love?
Yes.
The source of the love is God. It's not vanity. It's not pride. The source of the love is God. So
yes.
He's telling them, he's giving them a way to look at it through the lens of the love that he demonstrated for them. He said, "As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So he didn't say, "By this, some people may pick up on the fact that you're my disciple." No, he said, "By this, all will know." So believers and non-believers alike will know, by this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Not by how many memory verses you know, not by how much time you spend in church, but how you love one another. That will identify Jesus to the world. The love that we have from one another, knowing that it didn't come just from within ourselves. It's deposited. It's an extension of God's love in the earth working through us.
So the key, it's so good this morning, this Tuesday. It was good yesterday, you know, knowing God through love. Yeah, so you can pick up these points. Mm-hmm. Knowing God through love, love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit, mm-hmm. rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. So you can't love unless you are rooted in Christ. So we're giving you keys here, and you can jot this down, and so you can go back over it. So love is the spiritual key. Love is the spirit, it is the foundation by which all fruits grows. And so without love, none of the other fruit. So it doesn't matter. We recite Galatians chapter 5, mm-hmm. 22 and 23, mm-hmm. and we can recite it and know it. We will not produce not one of those fruit unless we have the first one. Mm-hmm. We got to nail the first one down. Yes.
And think about that. A lot of times if you grew up in church or grew up in a Christian household, you learned how to recite that scripture yeah. right there in Galatians chapter 5 at an early age, maybe 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. But now here we are 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, still looking for love,
yeah.
still looking for joy,
yeah.
still looking for peace, still looking for all these fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So just memorization alone is not enough to fulfill the Word, to experience the Word. We have to have an encounter with God. How? Through the Spirit, where the Spirit of love comes and overtakes us. That's why a lot of times when people give their life, surrender their life to the Lord, submit their life to the Lord, they cry.
Yes.
Because they're overwhelmed by yes. the love of God.
Yes.
Even though I may classify myself as all these things of messed up, but here was God when yes. I was still in all of my mess, when I was just laying my life out for the devil to just take it at any moment. There was God already yeah. had paid the price
yeah.
for every single one of my sins. Those that I did long ago, those that I may do now, those that I may do in the future, each and every one of those sins, he already paid the price through Jesus Christ. The price was paid so that we can be reconciled back onto God, so that we can experience his love. Before Jesus went to the cross, they could not experience the love of God. There was a separation between people and the most holy of holies of God. In order for them to even enter in, they had to follow the law to such a strict degree, and to even be eligible to even come into the area. And it wasn't many people that met the requirement. But now through Jesus Christ, whosoever, each and every one of us, has opportunity to experience the love of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.